4CEF Mobile.
4CEM, is that correct?
CES, how's it going this evening?
KO4CKK here. How are you today, sir?
Call for it. See if I was hanging out around a repeater.
Doing the same, doing the same.
To behave on the interstate, it would be a bad ride.
I'm very fortunate to do 385, and most of the time it's pretty clear now they get all that messy construction done.
Imagine, I got 85 right now. I'm headed north, and it's just one right after the other.
Understood. You weren't tied up in that mess yesterday, were you?
Nothing too bad.
Good, very good.
Southbound up towards Gaffney or Chesney was a pretty bad wreck, from what I understand. A deer run out in front of people.
Oh. Well, at least it wasn't quite as bad as what was going on White Horse Road.
Well, I work with, they go towards Greenville on their way home, and man, that can be a mess right there, especially around 5:30.
I would not. I don't envy anybody who has to travel that mess every day.
I'd have to move if it came down to that one.
True story.
An alternative route, but I believe everybody just about used all them up at this point.
Yeah, there ain't hardly a back road that ain't filled up as well. So the reason I called you is your call sign is the closest I've heard to mine. Since I was in class this past, or over the summer.
Back in January, I think it was. I think a lot of them around that time frame, I guess, are pretty close.
Yeah, I think mine was June-ish, give or take. W4 Echo Echo Yankee taught that class. Talked to him earlier today, too.
There's somebody, I've heard them on the Mount Mitchell repeater and the, I think it's Hendersonville, something there, and I feel like he's my doppelganger. He's got CFE, where I'm CEF, and every time I hear it, it just throws me off.
Might make me listen twice, too.
Again, or something behind him, that just really throws everybody for a loop.
I'm listening to you just to see how it played out.
Yours back in June, you said?
It was somewhere over the summertime there. I know it was hot. It could have been early spring. Gosh, I always track of days and months. I just know that it was getting warm, but I recall wearing a very light jacket in the mornings going to class, so it may have been early spring.
Stay on the 2 meter bands, or you try to do any HF?
Well, sir, I just put this 2 meter radio in. It's 2 meter 70 centimeter, and I've been just primarily playing around there, but I've got a couple HF rigs that I'm trying to learn and navigate and listen to and put up an antenna. I went to a thing over the weekend, this past weekend, with the Blue Ridge Amateur Radio Society. A bunch of good guys there. They let me hang around and play for a little bit, listen and make some contacts.
I wish I'd have known about that. I'm usually running solo for the most part, just trying to figure stuff out. Whenever I got mine, the whole pandemic hit, and nobody was doing meetings or anything, so I just, YouTube videos and internet's about the only thing.
KO4CKK, yes, sir. Agreed. I just heard about this one on this channel week before last, and I thought to myself, self, you might want to go check that out. Just go stand around and listen, if nothing else. And I went up there and walked up and said, hey, you guys look like who I'd like to talk to or listen to for a little bit. Two of them turned around, and I ended up knowing them.
Have you looked at, do you know Morse code to get on the more, I guess, the more HF bands, or once you get your HF rig, are you going to do the 10 meters?
No plans right now to do Morse. I listened to some of those guys that were trying to do it over the weekend, last weekend, and they're talking about 10, 12 words a minute, and that being a struggle. I just got too many of the little cobwebs in my head to think take that on right now. So, again, I'll probably just go play around, listen, and see what happens. I'm just trying to figure out how to set that rig up right now.
Yeah, that was the hard part. Shoot, I was trying to practice Morse code and study for my general, and I just couldn't do the Morse code. I had to stop it so I could focus on the general.
That's, I tried the test, missed it by half. The instructor said, you know, that's not too bad for just taking a shot in the dark to see what I could do with it. But again, I talked to him today, and he said I could go online to his website, start watching the YouTube videos, and then try to take the test whenever it comes available.
Good. Another good website I used was hamstudy.org. And if you create an account, they'll kind of track how you're doing with each segment. And I think I waited till I got to 88% on average score. And then they also have where you can take it online on their site and get it set up. And I ended up doing that whenever I was at the beaches last summer.
Oh, nice. That sounds like the site I used when I was doing the technician class. And to be honest with you, every time I took it, I got worse. And then I went in and did extremely well when I took the test.
Yeah, for ID, that was a good timing on that one. Yeah, the ham study, I thought it was pretty good. I enjoyed it, but yeah, I mean, there's times when you go to practice and you just can't seem to get anything right, but I just kept at it, and finally I ended up acing my general, which I was surprised. I was nervous as all get out.
That was a lot of my problem when they said, you know, just give it a shot and see what you do. But like I said, I don't remember if I aced or missed one or two on the technician. So they're like, hey, you need to go ahead and try this. So I tried it, and I think it made me a little nervous, them saying, yes, go ahead and try it. I didn't embarrass myself.
In person, or did you have to do it online?
No, I took it immediately after finishing my technician class. They woke up and handed it to me and said, here, take this.
Well, if you could have got it, and I guess they would have not charged you an additional 15, that would have been all right. But still, it's a little bit of study, and if you did that well, you'd be fine, I'm sure.
Well, that's kind of what the instructor said as well, and he said basically the same exact thing you just did. He said, you studied a little bit easy, you got this. Have a little bit of background, so I guess that helps some. But when it comes to amateur, it's kind of a new world for me.
And I'm actually trying to, I guess, push myself a little bit to actually get on the radio instead of just trying. Because the digital modes, I like those, because you ain't really got to talk a whole lot. But the propagation of radio is the thing that interests me the most. That's what got me started in it.
I'm finding, I thought I knew some about propagation, but now that I've gotten into this, looking into the 20 and 40, it's a whole new world.
And, like, whenever I was a technician and I worked 10 meters and finally, like, see a signal report on FT8 from New Zealand, I just thought that was just crazy. And even still on 40 and 20, if it's not open or your antenna's not right, it's hard. And then to get the height of it, that's really hard to do.
What I'm running into right now is I don't really have anything without a lot of trees. To get it exposed, so that can get much height out of things.
Maybe like at my house, there's a tree, it's 50 something feet, so I was able to get a dipole in it, but it's still not really as high as I would want it to be.
I'm right there with you, and the fact of me living in a rural environment, I could probably throw up a 150-foot tower and nobody even bat an eye at it.
Yeah, you know, in all honesty, I don't think too many people, unless you live in an HOA, would really care, but the struggle I found there is trying to find a place that actually does them. I don't really trust myself to do it.
Right, and then you start looking at the financial side of it, and it just kind of makes you cry.
Especially when a wire is so cheap, and it's not really that hard to do in all honesty, but just that height is killer.
Yeah, it sure is. So when I told you I went up last weekend to watch the mini field day that Blue Ridge Amateur put on, they actually used, I think it was like an 80-foot or 100-foot barn with a tin roof, and they used it as a 20-meter, 40-meter antenna and made great contacts with it.
Thank you, Matt. That's pretty cool.
Yeah, I like I said, I've got a little bit of background in radio, and that one was the craziest thing I'd ever seen, but I was there when they made their contacts, and they got one, I believe it was Iowa, and then they got the coast of Virginia.
I don't know that I've stumbled across that before or seen that online. I've heard they were using gutters, like the gutters of their house as antennas. That's a really crazy concept.
Right, and that's kind of what they said, but they were like, hey, we need to try this, because that's what it was all about, being a field day, and they did it and made it work, and I was in amazement the rest of the day. I said, well, I'm going to try that when I get home with my little man cave.
And, you know, the one thing, if you're limited on height, you can always go with verticals. You just, from my understanding, you just got to lay down a ton of radials if you want to get a good signal propagation out.
That's same thing I've been reading. Well, brother, I just pulled in the driveway. I appreciate you you coming back or talking with me for a minute.
73's to you. This is KO4CEF, and I'll be clear after your final.
Yes, sir, 73 to you. KO4CKK, I'm clear.
CQ5 4YPP.